Hi, this is a dictation for Ruth Clark, R-U-T-S-C-L-A-R-K. Date of service will be 5-1-2023. The patient is here as a new patient visit today. The date of birth is 11-7-1957. And date of accident is 12-23-2019. The patient reports of the following chief complaints. Severe pain are present in the area of the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 9 to 10. Pain in the right shoulder and the left wrist. Pain in the right knee. Pain in the left wrist also. Radiation of pain to the right upper extremity involving first, second, and third finger, and right lower extremity involving third, fourth, and fifth finger. Toe. All of these symptoms are attributed to an event of an accident where she fell off the wheelchair on 12-23-2019. She was being carried out on a wheelchair in a behavioral center in Warren, where she routinely goes to treatment. This center is located on Ryan and 12 Mile in Warren. For her treatment for paranoia, schizophrenia, and bipolar and chemical imbalance, and their medical tech was driving the wheelchair. Suddenly, the wheelchair bumped into something and on the floor, and she fell. When she fell outstretched on both hands, injuring her both the shoulders, but more onto the right shoulder and right knee. The patient had also triggered severe pain in the neck and mid back and lower back at the same time. History of presenting illness: patient is suffering from headaches which are located in the left temple, usually moderately severe, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, associated with nausea, but denies any vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI: patient has a history of loss of memory, dizziness, loss of balance, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, pooping in the bed, or any loss of vision field. Patient has no issues with the weakness, lightheadedness, or any trouble walking, or settle anesthesia, or sleep disturbance. She denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. Regarding the pain episodes, our patient has the following issues. She is suffering from pain in the mainly the right side, right shoulder, and right knee, which have pain constantly around 9. And she has rotator cuff tear in the right shoulder, and she can only move up to 110 degrees. Although before this accident, there was a repair done in 2005 at DMC Hospital for the rotator cuff. And she also has pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back. Neck pain is 10, mid back pain is 7, lower back pain is 9. Radiation of the pain is also complained of. Patient report that the neck pain is radiating to the outer side of the shoulder, to all the way to the first, second, and third finger. And in the lower extremity on the right side, in the outer part of the hip and the leg, all the way involving to the foot and ankle, and third and fourth toe. She also reports of a trigger finger, fourth and fifth, on the left side. Pain in the left wrist is 10, right wrist is 5. There is a presence of a cyst in the nerve. She reports that these pains are almost continuous. She was actually being seen by Dr. Siddiqui, who is a neurologist, but he has now stopped caring for her, and he has referred her for a pain management to advanced pain care. She has been seen for last several years. Her sleep test was negative, EMG was negative, according to her. When else she can come otherwise? Okay, one second. The patient reports that these pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, hot, burning, aching, heavy, fearful of, as well as there are 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by walking and improved by sitting, resting, lying down. The pain in the chest is also minimal. It's periodical 4 to 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports of having an X-rays done, MRIs done, EMGs, blood test done. She also reports of additional muscle weakness, bladder bowel incontinence here and there, numbness, tingling of the right and the right upper and lower extremities. According to her, she has tried acupuncture, she has tried chiropractic treatment, sense unit, physical therapy, massage, psychologist, psychiatrist, surgery, medications, and epidural injections. System reviews from the chart, past surgical histories from the chart. RCT is rotator cuff tear into the right shoulder. Okay. I'm just in the middle of it, just 2 minutes. Allergies to latex and band-aids. The patient has problem with the sleep, mood, and depression. Family history patient is alive and mother is alive, suffers from hypertension and diabetes. Father is deceased from seizures and stroke. Siblings are deceased from gunshot. And sister is suffering from schizophrenia. Brother from heart disease and bipolar illness. Relationship status patient is single, lives alone. Employment status patient is never working right now. She's retired. Disability, the patient is on disability. Legal history patient has Thomas Krall, K-R-A-L-L, law office, representing her issues. The case has been filed. Personal history patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. The patient reports general activities affected 8, mood is affected 9, work is affected 9. While relationship with other people 8, ability to concentrate is 8. Among other ADLs, patient does report the following: running, doing laundry, cooking in the kitchen and running into the cabinet is affected 10. Walking, home chores, vacuuming, opening containers, and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 9. The dialing a phone is affected 8. Bathing is affected 7. Dressing and writing is affected 6. The physical examination will be dictated in a minute. Thank you.